The Czech Republic's national carrier, Czech Airlines, has announced massive layoffs in an effort to keep the troubled company afloat. The airline will let go around one-third of its staff, including dozens of pilots and hundreds of stewards and ground personnel. The move has spurred concerns over the future of the carrier, which some say could never recover. Jan Richter has the story.
Czech Airlines, or ČSR, is planning to let go 70 of its 235 pilots, as well as some 150 stewards and 60 administrative workers. In total, the firm is set to lose around one-third of all its employees. The company says the move, unanimously approved by its board of directors earlier this month, had been planned since the spring, when ČSR decided it was going to sell off 6 of its 15 Airbus aircraft. The decision was hastened by losses Czech Airlines registered on the Russian market in the wake of the ongoing crisis in Ukraine, according to the company's spokesman Daniel Šabík.
If we kept our entire A320 fleet and had to maintain them without having a reasonable use for them, we would not be able to achieve any operating profit, which we actually did gain in 6 consecutive months during this summer season. So this move should ensure that Czech Airlines will have an operating profit throughout the entire year.
Last year, ČSR posted a loss of 922 million crowns, the worst result in 4 years. The South Korean carrier, Korean Air, eventually bought a 44% stake in Czech Airlines after several thwarted attempts by the government to sell the company. The South Korean airline also gained an option for a further 34% stake in the firm, but it has announced it is going to transfer that option to the Czech charter company Travel Service in November. This means the Czech state is set to give up a majority in the national carrier. The timing of the layoffs has led to concerns about the looming end of Czech Airlines, a company with more than 90-year-old tradition. Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka told reporters on Wednesday he did not like the move and suggested the privatization, concluded under the former Prime Minister Petr Nečas, has weakened the company. But analyst Tomáš Menčík from the consultancy firm Cirrus says that letting go of one-third of the staff is necessary for Czech Airlines to survive.
I don't think they are getting towards going under. I believe that once they found strong business partners, which I mean are Korean Air and Travel Service, they made the final move to save the company, even in the long-term horizon. And the other moves that came subsequently after finding new partners are basically in line with what the company needed to do in order to survive.
The trade union of Czech Airlines pilots, however, says that cutting jobs goes against the terms of the company's privatization and asks the shareholders to reverse it. Czech Airlines stewards have meanwhile gone on strike alert and said further steps would be announced on Thursday.